Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
A-Rex.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. Number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Hey, one more time for the sunshine was good. We welcome you in here the last day of April. Mm-mm. Wednesday, April 30th. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Jesse Tappy.
What are you doing with him?
Yeah.
We here, baby. We here. Chris Biederman going to join us. Later on today, about 2:17, Chris Biederman will be with us. Of course, he does Candlestick Chronicles with our man Kyle Mattson, covers the Sacramento Kings and all things Sacramento for the Sacramento Bee. He'll be with us coming up again at 2:15. James Hamm of the Insiders will be back with us here at 3 o'clock. We've got your opportunity to win $500 of Kenny's money coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll have that keyword you need to enter over at ESPN1320.com. Again, that's coming up right near the top of the 3 o'clock hour, unless, of course, I forget. Then it'll be somewhere in the range of the 3 o'clock hour.
Be here at 3 o'clock.
Depending on when Jesse reminds me. So that's all going to happen. We had basketball last night.
Man, did we ever.
What a game between the Pacers and the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks got up big early and kind of watched that game with a side eye like, they're going to blow it. And sure enough, they did. Man, I thought Tyrese was brilliant. And I said this in real time to KC. He attacked. Like, he looked to win that basketball game for his team. Mm-hmm. And I think that's some, some maturity there in Tyrese and becoming, you know, we can get our jokes off, which we might have been. about his point totals and the Prize Picks unders and all of that. But when push came to shove and his team needed a basket, he didn't defer. He didn't look for Siakam. Not only did he not defer and not look for Siakam, he attacked Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
And did a brilliant job multiple times. Unfortunately, the story of that game isn't Tyrese's brilliant final possessions. It is the interaction that Giannis had with his Ty's father, Mr. Halliburton, a very good friend of ours, and of course the Giannis summer storylines.
Yeah,
lot to break down there. Probably have to start with our guy, Mr. Halliburton. I did get a kick out of watching TNT because I didn't watch it last night. I watched it this morning. Mm-hmm. Shaq having no clue what happened on the floor. just yelling at Charles. Y'all just talked to him first. And Charles is like, no, he didn't. Like, no, that's not what happened. Shaq had no clue what happened. He's busy thinking about Sac State and NILs.
He's too busy. He's busy.
Hey, the man didn't have time to watch. He was trying to close Mikey Williams' first NIL deal.
I will say that, not to stall him out, he should know everything that went on with that. Like, that was one of the hot moments of the night. The hottest moment of the night. On the Inside the NBA broadcast, they only showed when Giannis went up to him. We were watching live, and we saw the initial, like, they had to be separated.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of, like, it actually took a while. Like, I was looking on Twitter trying to find, like, the initial one, and I couldn't find that as much as I could find the second time.
Oh, that video popped up quick. The fan video. I think Indy had must have had a broadcast because they had different angles.
Yeah, they had first round, so they got
They had different angles than what we saw. And we were pissed too, because we're sitting here watching this and they put up the copyright thing. And I'm like, these idiots are really about to go to an 8-6 Celtics.
Like it's Raw. The end of Raw. We're like, Raw. No.
We'll keep the cameras rolling, folks. But like, I'm screaming at the TV. No, like, Giannis won't leave the floor, and he's fighting everybody.
I thought Giannis was fighting everyone on his last day of school.
Bro, don't go to the first quarter of the Celtics game.
And Porzingis sure at the line, 8-6.
Jesus Christ.
Shout out to those of us who caught Forensics Files too at the time.
Oh man, just brutal. So
I mean, Shaq should know, but the highlights, they only showed that part.
You're right. Somebody in the back behind the cameras should have hip the guys to, hey, because the best angle, I don't think, was the TV angle. It was someone in the stands.
Yeah, the fan. Man, bro, that's always, like, I don't know, man. Everybody always got video of everything.
Well, that was
the final game.
That was a game-winning possession.
There's always video.
I get why you're rolling there, but man, that's there's a lot of things at play. I'm Team Charles on this one, man. You can't be on the floor. Like, I don't care if you're Mr. Halliburton. I don't care if you're a wife. Like, you can't be on the floor. Like, those brothers, from the moment they step on the floor to the moment they go back to that, they're at work. Mm-hmm. You can't rush the place of business because you're a dad, mm-hmm, or a fan or a wife or a kid. Like, I've never been a fan of that. I've never been okay with that. And I really, like, man, I know apologies have been issued and things have been talked out. That's just a tough look for our guy, man. I really, really hated that.
It is a tough look. I'm, for the most part, agree with you. Like, you can't be on there. I don't have the biggest problem with it if you're keeping it within the scope of your family member and the team and all this other stuff. If it was me, I wouldn't go running on the floor celebrating with Reese and his teammates. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that because you probably shouldn't do that. But if it happened that way, it happened. Like, it's cool. Like, I wouldn't, if Mr. Halliburton had got hyped and went over there and jumped in there with the rest of the Pacers, who we know Mr. Halliburton, he's got a relationship with all those guys, mm-hmm, I'm pretty sure of. Like, mm-hmm, those, he looks at them like, those are my guys. And he jumped in there. I wouldn't say, security, get him off now. You know, it wouldn't be that. But definitely, 100%, what you can't do if you're Mr. Halliburton or anybody else is get on that court and start to get in the face and taunt the opposition.
Yeah.
That is an absolute no-no. And he was so far out of line for that, so far out of pocket for that. And this is an indictment on who he is and everything else like that. We've had dealings with him. It's a good man.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is a good man who got caught up in
the
emotion.
Very passionate about his son and the game that he plays.
Absolutely, man. And he got caught up in the emotion of not only that game but the series, and made a mistake. That's how I'm looking at him. He made a mistake. That's not who he is. I know a lot of people, this morning have been like, you know, he took the moment away from his son. I mean, not sure, but that wasn't even his intention. He was just like really excited about what his son had achieved. And it wasn't like, look at me, although that's what ended up happening. It was, yeah. I'm excited about what my son just did.
Yeah, but he did, though.
That wasn't his intention.
No, it wasn't. It absolutely wasn't. But like he unintentionally, that's exactly what he did. And it was going to be difficult, especially given, you know, I think people had prepared for the elimination of the Milwaukee Bucks after the Dame injury. And you knew there was going to be a narrative about Giannis Antetokounmpo, which he did not address yesterday at all. It was already going to be tough for the Pacers to get the credit that they deserve for beating the Bucks. Like Dame or not, like they deserve credit for what they did in this series again. But you were already dealing with that. To have an interaction like that, and what really came across is multiple interactions in the second one, even with the pat on the chest and the I love you, was still kind of, that didn't look normal. That looked kind of intense. So whatever they said to each other, or I guess whatever they said to each other didn't really match their body language.
Right.
So it wasn't one interaction; it was two, and it absolutely was not Mr. Halliburton's intent. But he did. Like, the talk should be, Tyrese was a closer in a playoff game, in a playoff series last night. He closed out Giannis Antetokounmpo. He went head up with the other team's best player and closed out that series. Mm-hmm. That should be the story today.
Yeah, it should be. It should be. But, you know, Mr. Halliburton, it the way that played out, he ends up being the story. The one thing that I will say, and maybe I'm in the minority about this, I will say, is I think not moments like that where it goes too far and it gets out of pocket. But to me, that's part of the allure of the NBA and the allure of basketball. Is we people talked about this after the Malice in the Palace, like they should put up windows like they do in hockey. And the people against them are like, no, like this is what makes the NBA different than football, than basketball, whatever. Is like you can reach out and touch these guys. You can have Mr. Halliburton or T. Morant or Spike Lee right there as a part of the ambiance of what's going on. And I don't ever want that to go anywhere. Like, I don't ever want that to be something where we say these guys can't step on the court or can't be a part of that. Because 99.5% of the time, everybody knows, like, that's not what we're doing. This doesn't happen. Like,
I'm with you. Just don't step on the floor, man. Don't step on the court. That's not your place. That's not Mr. Man, I sat in that seat for 6 years, 7 years. You don't step on the floor.
You don't step on the floor. Well, I'm thinking David Stern in the literal sense, right? Like, well, you don't do what Mr. Halliburton did. He was at the free throw line confronting another player.
Yeah,
no, you don't do that.
And that's on.
If you get hyped and you out on the floor a little bit, like, I think that's fine.
Not in the literal David Stern sense. Like, we see people celebrating and sometimes maybe they're a little too far on the floor and security's got to push them back. Like, I put a lot of that on, I almost said Market Square Arena.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What is it? The field house. Is it whatever it's called?
It
doesn't matter.
It is the field house.
I still put it out. It's not Conseco.
No, Conseco was the original.
I still put it on. Like, security, you can't do that. I know you know Mr. Halliburton, and that's your man.
Right.
You can't do that.
Right.
And once the game, you know, is over, everything is settled, and like we see it all the time. Well, I continue to De'Aaron. He walks to her. Mm-hmm. Right? Like I've seen Ty walk to his dad. Mm-hmm. That's, to me, don't.
Understandable.
Don't do that.
But I love the Ja and T. Morant. He hits the game winner. Ja's or T's on the baseline. He steps. He probably touches the baseline. Right?
Yeah.
And daps him up. That's what I'm talking. Da, 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 da. He ain't talking to the Heat. He
How do we feel about Drake giving coaches massages?
Weird. Hella
no,
weird.
I never had a problem we'll with back. That.
We'll really back. Weird, actually. I don't even know you, brother. Stop touching my shoulders.
Thank you, Jesse. We'll come back. We're just getting started. We're so happy you're here with us. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. You want to explain what's got you so worked up about the river?
No, it's not the river. It's just I had a little bit of a moment walking into do we have to come up with a name yet?
Oh, the name of the building? No, I don't think the complex.
To be determined.
I don't think we've come up with a name for the building yet.
So we'll go with the Ridge so far.
The Ridge.
So I'm walking into the Ridge, and you know today, do one good thing. You know, here at Odyssey, they're mm-hmm. out here, you know, helping out the community.
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
And, you know, I'm walking in and I see Karosh, and he's got his T-shirt on. He said, "Oh yeah, man, you know, we're out there picking up trash and everything." Mm-hmm. And had a little self-awareness moment. Because we didn't go because we had to get ready for the show.
We can never go. Yeah, the place that they went to was 40 minutes from here.
We couldn't go because they, you know, we were getting ready for the show. Mm-hmm. And they were out there. Everybody was in, you know, work attire, picking up trash, doing good for the community. And here I come walking in with two Louis Vuitton.
See?
Like, good, Karoch. I'm glad to see you're out there doing work.
You said two Louis Vuitton bags?
Yeah, I got two today.
Okay.
No, today.
What are you hollering?
Yeah, where?
Whoa, no. No, wow.
Move out the way. Move.
No, that's a flag. That's not even for that. Yeah. That's not even whatever.
That's good work from the official.
Yeah,
right
you need
there.
To relax, pal.
Man, deflection.
Yeah, that was.
Move
that
out
was,
the way. Move. Let the people see what's going on over there.
Don't you move. Don't you move at all.
And that shirt. What's up with that shirt?
I know you're not talking.
What you talking about? Your shirt, what are you talking about?
That yours is upside down. It's so expensive.
Dan didn't even have to like tell a little joke today. You're like, yeah, I walked in with two Louis Vuitton bags while Karosh was surrounded by trash.
Because Karosh came out like, yeah, just got finished out there picking up trash. Yeah. And I'm like, good, kid.
Man, who needs to walk in?
Hey,
with two
Kenny dropped the paper, and he told Karosh he missed the spot too.
Yeah, he threw Karosh the card to his car. Like, hey, can you wash my car since you're I mean, you're already dirty, peasant. Can you go wash my car?
No.
Smells like you picked up trash.
Hey, Kurosh, vacuum the inside, too, while you out there.
Did you just...
Hey, Sonja, go get Kenny's car.
That you dissed Kurosh on.
I'm not going to lie. That's how I felt, man.
Kurosh, the nicest guy here.
Yeah.
Talking to poor ass Kurosh when he walked in.
Yeah.
Dude was picking up trash.
Kurosh just, my back hurts, man. I was picking up trash over by the river.
Kurosh does not sound like Jerry Jones at all.
Kurosh owns the Dallas Cowboys now?
Oh, like, what is going on?
He said, I was picking up trash by the river, and man, it's just. My back hurts.
Wheezy, right. I got a Louis Vuitton bag to hold my Louis Vuitton bag. Man.
Will you move over? Move to your right, please.
This isn't
move
about
to your
me.
Right.
First of all.
I couldn't imagine like even needing two bags.
Once again, somebody what? Google her shirt. Google what? His damn shirt.
What's the second bag do? I know what the daily bag is doing. What's the second bag do?
I got my keys and my wallet in there. Because I got some shorts on right now. I don't want bulky pockets and everything. I don't want it all crazy. So I said, I want to be able to move.
Yeah.
Let me put, my keys in my wallet and my chapstick and put that in the other bag. Yeah.
You hear yourself, right?
Why? Why?
Hey, Kenny just got one big ass Louis Vuitton bag. Just, let me get my chapstick real quick.
It's keys, wallet. If I had some gum, I'd add some gum in
there.
Show
the class.
That's not relevant at all to Mr. Halliburton or the Pacers or Giannis. We're doing a sports show.
Mr. Halliburton was showing Giannis his new Louis Vuitton bag. That's all he was doing. He was like, look, I got this from Kenny.
You think there was a moment where Mr. Halliburton's like, oh, I'm doing too much right here. Like, I'm still standing in front of Giannis with this picture. He's like, I probably shouldn't be doing this.
I don't think there was, man. I think... I just think I've been around Mr. Halliburton in those moments. I think he was excited for his son, and he just got a little carried away, man.
That's it. And maybe happened. Somebody be like, oh, you're giving him a pass or whatever. Well, we've had personal interactions with him.
Bit.
We know.
Like, I don't agree.
He was in the wrong. He was 100%
He knows he was in the wrong. Ty knows he was in the wrong. Giannis knows. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, he was. He should not have done that.
Ryan Clark says he should be banned.
Yeah, Ryan Clark was bugging a little bit.
That's a lot.
You want to do something, because I think Mr. Halliburton did cross the line. Go ahead and suspend him for a game or whatever. Don't come to the next game. But other than that,
come on, man. Like, it's...
Because I think he did do too much.
He did, but I also think there's a...
Jaws' dad's never done anything like that, I don't think.
He didn't... Oh, now, wait a second. Yeah, he did.
Well, he went with Shannon, but, like, that was a side.
T's gone at players, no? Was it just Shannon? Hasn't T been pulled back? Or was that was Shannon?
Maybe from the sideline, but like I don't know if T's ever just walked out like that, though.
No,
and the thing with T is Shannon was getting into it with the players. The players came over there, and then that's when T got into it. It wasn't T getting into it with somebody.
Walking out onto the floor.
Right.
Yeah. I think you could just have a talk with Mr. Halliburton, like, hey man, this isn't what we do. You also have a talk with your event security staff, like, hey, we don't do this. Unless they wouldn't let Masai Ujiri on the floor when his team won the championship because the man didn't have his lanyard.
Right.
But all of a sudden, I know that's Mr. Halliburton, so I'm gonna let him run on the floor. Like, no, you can't do that.
Right.
There's probably a lot of people that need to be talked to today.
And I think that's where it should be.
And
that should be talking to.
There's no need for suspending or banning for life or any of those like outrageous. There's no need for that.
Yeah,
it's not who that.
What happened? How far in the court did Gloria go when LeBron yelled at her?
She wasn't really on the floor.
Yeah,
she was on the
on that baseline
where sit your eyes down, mama. Yeah. Wasn't that on Mother's Day?
Oh, I don't know.
It was Cavs Celtics, right?
Yeah, Cavs Celtics. I feel like it was a weekday.
And like I remember, was it KG who was telling Gloria, like, hey, it's good? And LeBron walked right over. Sit your ass down, mama.
It's a pretty good LeBron.
That is a good LeBron. Good job.
Just got a text that said, imagine if Kenny left two Louis Vuitton bags in an Uber. That's a shot at me.
Well,
We got dropped off on.
That's rich.
I didn't bring two. I did leave a bag in the car when we got dropped off in Folsom the other morning.
When did you notice? Back? Yeah. When did you notice?
Immediately.
Okay. That helps.
I was very frustrated. Immediately trying to find the contact the driver thing. And after a couple of tries, I got him. He was like, "Oh, I got you, man. I'll be right back."
Imagine, "Yeah, sorry, you were my last ride forever." I'm gonna go sell this bag real quick.
I didn't even blame the man, to be honest with you. My stupid ass. I knew I was gonna forget it too, because I had that damn iPad with me to take notes, and I kind of sat it down between us, and just I remember looking at it halfway through that long ass drive. Like
you said, when we were going to Folsom,
yeah,
you had to have had two. Two Louis bags. No, I did not.
I have.
Explain yourself.
I had mine. I had one.
Okay.
And that's it.
Oh, that was definitely two Louis Vuitton.
Well, that was hers.
I'm just saying.
Nah,
that's not mine.
Boo, Casey. Boo.
How did you forget the one?
I left it between us. Excuse me. I forgot.
Stay right there.
I was excited to see Kenny. I was like, hey, Kenny's here. Got out the Uber, shut the door, and immediately was like, I was like, my bag. And yeah, not a fun 2 minute stretch right
though.
There. But we got it back.
You gotta stop turning this around on day, man. Like, but today, no, is, just, right today is you, bro.
What are you talking about, man?
Why don't you do? You don't need to be embarrassed by being rich.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm not rich.
You don't have to be embarrassed because you look down on people like us, like all of us. Like, it's okay.
See, people believe you when you say this.
Bro, you started this show by saying,
I said this is how it looks.
Bitch-ass Karoche who's picking up trash on the river as I walked in with my two Louis Vuitton bags. You volunteered that.
I said, this is the optics of it.
It's like you,
this
had,
is not what
you
it
had
is.
Survivor's remorse because you didn't have to do the one thing and you could walk in. You probably got an expensive cologne on. You got the jewelry on. You got
expensive.
Two Louis Vuitton bags.
Yeah, that chain is kind of blinding too right
and
there.
And poor Karoche got scratch marks
chain
on his
arm.
Never
blinds. I'm yeah. Saying, what are you talking about?
It's very gold.
It's very gold.
Stop. Stop, you guys got to stop.
Well, the parts that's not gold is diamonds.
Yeah, it's true. That's why it's the blinding part.
Stop it. Will you stop it?
I always wanted to be like Casey when I grew up. I watched him on Pros versus Joes. Like, right? Damn, I don't know who the hell that is, but I want to be like him one day. Yes.
Jesse watched that episode of Pros versus Joes and said, that man has two Louis Vuitton
bags.
And
look at me now. I'm on the show with him today.
I definitely didn't have two Louis Vuitton bags at that time. I needed that $500. That they gave us for an appearance fee. I would have took. Well, I think we were supposed to win $10,000. Split it up three ways, but we had that mole on the team.
That's fast.
Shout out to my man
way.
Michael Strahan and my man Jay Glazer. They probably don't remember me at all.
Do you want to elaborate?
They were hosting the show.
Oh,
they probably don't remember me at all.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure if you walked up to Michael Strahan right now and went, "Mike, it's me," he'd look right at you and go, "Joe's versus Pros." No. You was that dude. Hey,
no.
Hey, you got two Louis Vuitton bags now?
That'd be
what he did.
Who are you again?
Hey, Mike, so. Casey in LA.
Oh, there it is.
Casey in LA, what's up, boy?
It happens like once a quarter. What episode of Pros versus Joes is it? He wants to look it up.
It's not on Apple TV, I don't think. Amazon Prime?
Yeah, I saw it on Amazon Prime.
Prime Video.
Okay.
Season 5, second to last episode.
It's got Chris Mullin and Kenny Smith on there.
Can Youth Beat Experience? That's the title of it.
Can Youth Beat Experience? And what's the name of the movie you starred in?
The Hustle. Shout out to my man, Deion Taylor.
Deion Taylor. Yeah, yes, indeed.
Taylor Made Music. You know what it is.
Taylor Made.
Side note. So I was like, let me see.
This whole damn show is a side note.
Well, look at this. I said, let me see... LeBron yelling at his mom again. That was an epic moment.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes back to what we talked about. You remember what year that was?
Oh, man. 2000. He was in 8?
Good knowledge. So what do you think this looks like?
Oh, God. Oh, that's tough. Oh, man.
It even looks better on
the... What sort of a tarry system is this? Now let it ride. There's the wrap-up. There's the wrap-up. There's KG right there. There's Gloria. Look, she ain't even on the floor. And watch LeBron. Sit your ass down, mama.
This looks better.
Gloria will beat your ass too.
This looks better on the like the video of our show.
That looks
than it
terrible.
Does like me looking at this.
That's terrible.
Look, tell me it don't look better on the show than it does in
it
real
does. Life. Yeah, no, that's a shoot. That looks awful. That's crazy. That was 2008. That is like super standard definition.
Was that the No Regard for Human Life series dunk?
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, with no regard for human life.
Yep. Yeah, you better. You can head over there if you want to. You might miss out.
Oh, wait. Are we getting, okay? Do we get? Hey, look, man, I'm talking about pizza. All right.
Oh, no. Don't tell me what we're talking about on this show. I'll tell you what we're talking about.
Do we get our own box again?
Like, what do you want? What do you want? You think you can just talk like that?
I'm talking about pizza.
It's a flag. That's a pass interference 30 yards down the field. Bro, first and goal.
32 minutes into the show. Yeah. You're about to get kicked out.
This is what we were talking about yesterday. When Kenny has a bad day, like, he has a bad day.
It spirals.
Yeah. Two flags in the first 30 minutes.
I'm talking about the pizza.
You're talking about... Nah. I don't know what you're talking about.
This show, I work with a bunch of children.
Now he's stealing my line.
Yeah, jeez, wow. Wow. Flustered.
Wow. That's why we were going to call this building the playground and then decided, well, that's probably not the best
idea.
Throw it
in the chat. Draymond Caraway.
Draymond, there he is.
Kenny Green.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was without. No, I didn't like that one. I think that was that. Was that our guy?
Who?
Did he come up with that name? I feel like he did.
The playground?
Yeah.
Who? Who are you pointing at?
Me?
Jesse?
No. Who are you pointing at?
Yeah, who are you pointing at?
Why are you looking that way?
Right. Oh, no.
Who are you pointing at?
No, he was not Kyle? Part of our group. No, yeah, Kyle was not part of our group.
No, I know. That was like Paul. I think Paul
Kyle
had it.
Kyle, who came up with the playground?
No, but Kyle was in the other group.
Yeah, Kyle was in the other group.
Kyle but was when, in when the mantra group.
When we got all together and somebody's like, the playground. Kyle was in my group. He was the one doing it. Who came up for the building? Who came up with the
I
name of the playground?
I think it was Paul.
Yeah, I think Dame's got it right. Yeah,
no, Paul. I'm not saying it was Kyle. I'm asking if he knew. It was Paul, huh?
He says he doesn't know.
It was a bad job. That was a bad job.
What was a bad job?
That name.
Oh, no, it's not good. Yeah, no, it wasn't good.
We crossed it out.
Yeah, we didn't
cross
present
it out once we said it out loud.
We didn't present it to the group. We realized, okay, you can't really like call, hey.
Turns out you can be 45 years old. Hey, we're live from the playground. Yeah, doesn't work, guys.
That's what we spent our Monday doing when we couldn't do our show. We was trying to come up with a name for the building.
The playground is crazy, bro.
Call it the Madsen.
Oh, man. I'll go with that.
The Madsen.
I'll go with that.
Jesse was like, man, can we just call it the studio?
Yeah, what I call it now?
Let's just call it the studio.
Did you see Giannis, his response?
I did.
He had a couple hilarious moments there.
The you talking about to Ty's to Mr. Halliburton?
Yeah.
I can pull that up here real quick.
It's 3.5 minutes.
Never mind. I don't need to hear Giannis talk for 3.5 minutes.
It's 3.5 minutes. But early on, you probably caught this one where he goes, you know, where I'm from, we're humble. Mm-hmm. You know, we're humble about all this. And we stay humble. And we don't let our wins give us the green light to be disrespectful. We stay humble.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an NBA champion. They're not.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And then didn't he immediately follow that up with, well, that doesn't have anything to do with right now. Didn't he say something like that?
Or he said, like, I'm not trying to take a diss at those guys. Yeah.
Giannis went through so... What did Giannis say to Mathurin?
Yo, Giannis just...
That's...
Giannis was crashing out. That was a crash out. Yeah,
he threatened Giannis, him. He probably threatened him right there. He said something, if you do whatever again, I'm going to kill you or something like that.
Giannis was having a moment like KC's first 32 minutes of the show. Like, he was spiraling out of control. He was just going from... He wanted to kick Mr. Halliburton's ass, but knew he couldn't, so thought if he could rope Benedict Mathurin into a fight, he'd be clear.
Well, to your point that you said last night and today, he just wouldn't leave the court. wouldn't go.
It's like every time they pulled Giannis away from someone, the camera would go back to Halliburton getting ready to talk to Taylor Rooks, and then it'd find Giannis hugging someone else, and it's like, oh,
before
Jesus.
We got the context of it, I just thought, Giannis is fighting everyone on his way out. Like, he's definitely leaving teams now.
Hey,
the last fight is a buck.
crashing out. But to that point, though, Jesse, maybe I'm doing – you guys tell me if I'm doing too much. I do think – and he wasn't acting, like, irrational or crazy. Like, there was just a lot of things going on. But I do think he knows that was the end. It's over. It's over for that Bucks run, and it might be over for him in Milwaukee. And there's a lot of emotions going on. And you
– It might, you, yeah.
You know, don't always know how to deal with those emotions. And I think he – and you combine that with the fact that he just – the season just ended on a, you know, buzzer beater, basically.
Yeah.
I think that had a lot to do with his behavior last night. Like, he saw the end of all of this going on.
Damn, yeah. Is this when Shawn Michaels lost to Stone Cold and Mike Tyson put the towel over his face? That's Halliburton doing to Giannis.
He put the Austin 316 shirt on him.
You got Giannis, Mr. Halliburton holding a little Tyrese flag against him or whatever.
Giannis probably kicked the door open as he was leaving.
Yeah. The good thing is Tyrese would understand that. That reference.
He would. Ty would absolutely understand that reference. That's why we rock with Ty. WWE superstar Tyrese Halliburton.
So let me ask you a question. I'm going to I'll text you and then maybe you can pull it up, or excuse me, I'll send it to you guys on Twitter and maybe you guys can put it up if you want to.
Okay.
Giannis's wife had a post on Instagram. Did you see this?
I did not.
She had a post on Instagram.
Yeah, go ahead.
I saw it on Twitter, but the post was on Instagram. And a Bucks fan was like, oh, this post, you know, he's never leaving. Like, this is, you know, Legacy, I think, is playing. The song is playing or whatever. And he's like, oh, yeah, this is Giannis's wife post. He's never leaving now. And a lot of people were in the comments like, yeah, brother, I don't think.
Is it the one with them in the Bucks sweatsuits or whatever? Yeah, I'll pull it up.
I got it, Jesse.
I think that's the exact opposite, brother. I don't think that's anything to be optimistic. But I want to ask you guys, do you take that as we're never leaving or we'll never forget you?
I'm going to keep it real, bro. Usually when you got your back turned, like you're walking out.
Well, hang on now. Hang on.
I don't know if it means anything,
Jay,
but...
Tell the whole story. Oh, boy, we didn't even get to
him
yet.
Back, wow.
We didn't even get to him yet. But the song playing is Jay-Z Legacy.
Okay.
And it's for everybody on the radio, I apologize. It's Giannis' wife.
Sincerely, Sincerely Martin? Is that what it says?
Maria, I think.
Sincerely Mariah.
Mariah. My wife went to school with her, I think. But... it's Giannis's wife. There are three kids.
Yeah.
They're at center court, and their backs are turned to the camera.
Did she post that last year?
Okay.
That's
all I'm asking. Did she post that last year?
Okay. Wait a second. Listen now.
Tell the whole story here. Doc got a lot to say.
Now, the caption says, now we have it on the screen, but as Casey pointed out, this is an Instagram post which has a scroll. The post reads, which you probably can't read on our screen, to my husband, look at this life you created. We love you. I don't know what the next thing says. You make us proud every single day. Heart, your team. So it has the picture of them on the floor in their Giannis attire. But when you scroll the carousel, it's like the kids on the floor, like Giannis is shooting and the boys are out there. Giannis is at the free throw line and the boys are out there. It shows her walking with the kids behind Giannis. It's to me, this is sports people doing too much. This is just a post about, hey, win or lose, like this is your team right here.
Okay, I'll just ask the question because it looks a little farewell.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
That's to me.
Yeah, how come you're not facing the camera?
I think that's too much. Well, because you're showing off the attire.
I'm sure they got Giannis on the front.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't know because I can't see it.
Exactly.
Well, those are the way those outfits are made.
So you think Giannis is on the front of this too?
Yeah.
That's too much Giannis.
There's not five of them on the back.
That's how those outfits are made.
Oh, that's terrible. First of all, the outfit is terrible.
Oh, no, that's fire.
That is not fire.
Yeah, that's
fine. No, it's not.
You would wear that, Casey?
Yeah, absolutely.
You would?
I mean, I don't know if I'd wear Giannis. Like, I'm not, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I'd wear Giannis because he's a current player. But, like, if it was Jordan or something like that or Kobe, hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. Nah. Nah.
Realistically, probably means nothing. But, I mean.
I don't read this as a goodbye.
He's leaving, sure already knows.
I read this as a. This is your team right here. That's how I read it. And whether it means whether you choose to take that as it's not the Bucks, it's nothing that happens in your professional life can top what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the first look at this life you created, and that's why all the kids are in it. Nah, I think y'all doing too much. Y'all doing too much.
Nah, well, I don't know.
If he gets traded, it means something then.
It's got. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm not making a declaration, but it does.
Dame is probably right.
It does have goodbye vibes.
You want it to have you already feel the vibes. Like you think the goodbye vibes are already there, so you're reading into it. Maybe there aren't. That's not how I'm taking that post at all.
Regardless of what happens, where you're at, this is your team.
Well, that wasn't the caption. That's what I said. That's what I'm interpreting.
But I'm saying, even if you're saying that, it doesn't matter where you're at. This is your team.
You're a Buck for life, yeah, whether you're a Laker tomorrow or...
No.
It doesn't matter if it's Milwaukee,
maybe,
L.A., New York.
But that's not... But I'm taking it as, like, you just lost a gut-wrenching series. That doesn't matter. This is your team. Right here. This is the life you created. Mm-hmm. This, right here.
Absolutely. I don't know. I know it doesn't mean.
Just because you love your free agency more than your kids doesn't mean that Giannis does. Man.
It doesn't mean he's staying.
Casey's showing up in an ESPN 1320 shirt, and that's his goodbye. We'll come back. A lot more to talk about. I don't even know what it is. Who knows at this point?
Well, you got to talk about your boy. Well, how many, maybe how many, Giannis is here. Are
you going to talk about Cat or what?
Well, we could talk about Cat. Well, how many, I'm saying maybe Doc is here.
Maybe we'll come back and Casey will find two more Louis Vuitton bags in his two Louis Vuitton bags. Still on Casey on ESPN 1320. I don't even know that I'd ever seen Giannis's wife before this, but now, oh, there's the front of the show. Oh, the front of that thing is terrible.
Damn,
it's on a different picture.
I'm telling you, damn, that's
nah,
that's,
man,
that's the move right
I don't,
now.
Man, that's a lot.
That's the move.
That's a lot.
Shut up. All right, you know, one of the first people. This was like a year ago or so. One of the first people I saw rocking that was our boy Nico.
Oh, I believe that.
Our boy Nico was rocking that about a year ago. That style of shirt. And I saw it somewhere. I was like, I kind of like that. That's a good look. But yeah, that's the move. Somebody, because I don't know if she's pregnant now or she had the baby. But I remember they had a picture of her and Giannis, and she was pregnant at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody comment, damn it, Giannis, get off of her already. They didn't have like four kids in 4 years or something like
that's
that.
Funny.
And Giannis is always talking about, yeah, Giannis is funny.
Tyrese's drive to tie the game in regulation was spectacular. He shook a couple of defenders. They switched and all of that. And he just wound up getting a clear lane to the rack and a dunk.
Mm. All that superstar
really
stuff.
Impressive.
I don't know if they still say it, but they used to say about him, like, you saw it yesterday. He doesn't do it consistently enough.
Ty?
Yeah. He doesn't do it consistently enough to, like, just be that. But, like, if he was that all the time, then, yeah.
Well, that's a superstar ending to me. Like, that, like, to, well, why don't we just tie it all? Ty's more of a superstar than the dude in Denver.
We'll get to that in a second. We'll get to that. But I want to give Halliburton his flowers real quick. I saw this tweet. Pacers scoring plays from the 7:58 mark in the fourth quarter when Halliburton subbed in.
Okay.
Halliburton assists the Siakam two-pointer. Halliburton assists the Siakam two-pointer. Halliburton assists the Nesmith two-pointer.
Mm.
Turner free throw. Halliburton two. Halliburton free throw. Halliburton free throw. Halliburton two. Halliburton three. Nesmith three. Nesmith two. Nimhart three. Halliburton two. Halliburton free throw. Halliburton two. That's taking over the game.
Yeah.
That is putting your fingerprints all over that clutch moment. I mean, I think there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of, I don't know, this is probably about 15 scoring plays that didn't involve him.
Mm-hmm.
That's taking
at
over
all.
Right there.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
He's special. I love that moment for him last night.
Now, to what you were saying, they probably on the same level.
I do not think that at all. Mm-hmm. I get it, and I just have to sit here and take the L today. I get that's why everyone loves Jamal Murray, because he's going to have a moment like that. But to me, Jamal just has moments.
I'll take Ty over Jamal.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with that because
they're on the board right now. You can pick one for your team.
I mean, there's a lot of context to that, right? Like Jamal Murray has an ACL tear. He's been injured.
Which one you want?
I mean, Ty's been healthier. I think Jamal Murray's a better player.
I don't think Jamal Murray's a better basketball
player. But if I got to factor those things in.
I don't know what Jamal Murray did to me. I swear I don't. I grow more and more agitated with him, like with each passing game. And I was furious last night. Like, man, what is this? Is this player? Like, who is Jamal Murray? Like, do you feel like anybody, whether phone, text, KC, Jet, can someone explain Jamal Murray to me?
Jamal Murray is a really...
Is De'Aaron Fox? Or a little bit below?
A little bit below?
He's on that tier. I got them on the
Fox.
Same tier.
Fox will get you 26 a game in a season. Does Jamal Murray done that?
Yeah, he'll
genuinely
that.
Asking.
Yeah, like I think that's got to be close to. I mean, he was 20 something this year for sure. I don't know if
he was
26.
He was 21.4
okay.
on the season.
He's 24.6 in the postseason.
18 for his career. He's also not the number one option.
Right.
You know what I mean? So. There's that. Like, he's not going to – I don't think he's going to score 26.
But he had 43 last night, and that's why everyone talks about him the way that they do. Because he had a moment like this last year. Like, this is a tightly contested series. Like, this was the best series in the playoffs. Like, New York and Detroit might have taken that away from them. But this was the best series in the playoffs, you know, for the first, you know, 3-4 games or whatever it was. This was, okay, he had another one. He did it again.
He's the reason.
Like, I don't know if he's going to do that again this series or this postseason, but he did it.
I don't think they're going to win a championship. But if they win, hear me when I say this. I'm not saying he's anywhere near Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
But if they win, it's going to be because of Jamal Murray. If they win,
Jamal Murray has, correct me, closer games to what he had last night than the 13 that he had over the weekend.
Right. Like, Joker is going to be Joker.
Right. Right?
He's going to be amazing. But he needs somebody, just like everybody else, needs somebody high caliber to have those games, whether it's 43 or 33 or something like that. And Jamal's the one that can give it to him on a consistent basis, or has the ability to give it to him. Like, I don't know if he will, but he has the ability. He can... He's a three-level scorer.
But doesn't it say something about Jamal Murray that it's not a foregone conclusion? It's a if. Yeah. Like, you don't talk about, I don't feel like we, and maybe we did for a minute, maybe we did when they won a championship, because I'm sure he was brilliant when they won a championship. And it was Jokic and Murray, Jokic and Murray, Jokic and Murray. Now the conversation is Jokic, and you need Murray to be great. Because you don't know. Like, you do not know what you're going to get from Jamal Murray. And that's the point I've been trying to make, is like, I do not know who he is as a basketball player. I do not know what he's capable. Where does that slot him in the, you know, in the 1A, 2, sidekick, second guy? Like, where does that slot him when you genuinely do not know? I don't think the De'Aaron Fox comp is bad.
What about CJ McCollum?
A little
Jamal
better
might
than
be
CJ.
Better than CJ.
A little better than CJ. I'm trying to look real quick. I mean, I guess, because I'm trying to figure out, like, what is it that people want from Jamal as the number two. And he's actually been pretty damn good. Like, in the playoffs when they won a championship last year, he had a couple of up and down. Like, his lows, I think, stick out like a sore thumb. You know what I mean? But I'll just go back. Like, when they played the Lakers last year, 22-20, 22-22, 22-32. Those were his point totals in that first round series where they beat the Lakers. Against Minnesota, 17-8, you know, in the first two games, which is tough. They lost those two games. Then they go to Minnesota. He's got 24-19-16, 10 in a game 6 loss, 35 in a game 7 loss,
mm-hmm.
where he went crazy in the first half but wasn't able to replicate that in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
This year in this series against the Clippers, 21-23-23, 13, which sticks out like a sore thumb,
mm-hmm.
and then 43.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think he's a little bit more 43 or the 23?
I mean, obviously,
I think if he's giving you.
But didn't they lose the games? They won the game where he scored 13, didn't they? Or am I wrong?
Yeah, they won that game.
Didn't they lose the other two?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
So, I mean, I don't even know if it's love.
I don't know.
He's an X factor.
He's definitely that.
He's the X factor.
He's definitely that.
He's also a number two. And it's like, I bring those numbers up to be like, or what are you asking the number two to do? Because the guy's averaging 21 points per game. We saying, like, he's got to average 25 as the number two?
At some point, I think it's more so
on the others. You know, you need your Christian Browns to play well. You need Eric Gordon to play well. But Russ, if Russ is giving you, because you're going to get your 21 from Jamal Murray. You should get your 29 from Jokic. So I think he's doing his job a lot of the times. Now, he can't have the 13s. He can't have the eight like he had in game two last year against Minnesota. Like, that's egregious. That's mm-hmm. way below what you should be doing. But for the most part, he's a 20-point-per-game scorer in these situations. I think, and it's they're on the same tier, so I won't argue with anybody, but I would take him over Tyrese Haliburton. Tyrese Haliburton is a little bit better of a distributor, but I don't – maybe it's a ceiling thing. I don't think his ceiling is as high as Jamal Murray's on a game-to-game basis.
You think Jamal bad question, I guess, because we've seen it. I was going to say, can Jamal do what Tyrese did yesterday? Like, kind of close out on Giannis. And I was going to say, like, yeah, we've seen him in the playoffs.
He didn't do that. Yeah, he did it to the Lakers.
Yeah.
We've seen him do that.
He beat up the Lakers.
I think the thing with me is, I feel like Jamal has continuously, like, knocked on the door of superstardom. Hmm. But that's all he's doing. He's just outside. What's the password? I don't know. He's just standing outside trying to get in. Mm. And he's like right there. Like he's at the front of the line. He's right there at the velvet rope. But he can't get in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.